Welcome back, everybody, to another year of Beyond Adventure Podcast. Happy 2025 here from Beyond Adventure Podcast. We are back again for another year. We took a little break, but now we're back. We hope that you guys joined us for our live show. We had a lot of fun. It's on YouTube if you guys want to watch it. We had a really good time and a lot of laughs. But guys, here is our campers. Say your real names too, please. Yeah. We've switched around the order now. Angie goes first.
I don't have to. What do you mean? All right, well, like you said, my name's Angie. Oh, and
what do you play?
What's your name again? Myra. Myra Lear.
Been so long. I haven't played since last year.
No, I'm just kidding. Angie, Myra Lear, next.
Okay. Well, I'm Joel. As you see, we didn't move the chairs around. I'm still here. It's okay. I like this place. I like being next to my grateful brother and nothing else. Everything's the same for me. But anyway, my name is Joel, and my character is Evan McAllister.
My name is Sonny, and I play Connor Young.
My name is Taylor. I play Bill Gomez.
And this week, we have a question for our campers. What song from Wicked do you most identify with?
I don't know.
What do you identify with in the songs or in the movie?
Only one person can say Defying Gravity. Only one.
No.
Is someone pick for me?
You're definitely dancing to mine.
Alright, there we go.
I don't want to say it defines me. I just want to say the one that came to mind.
I said identify with.
You say it's me.
Yeah, like which one?
No.
Like, it's me.
I want to say The Wizard and I.
Okay.
That's a good
no
one.
Reason. That's what came to mind.
I'll let everyone else go first.
Yeah.
Well, I chose for Sunny. Sunny's definitely Dancing Through Life.
Dancing Through Life.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm horrible dancing.
I was going to say Dancing Through Life for myself.
No,
you took hers.
It's been out for a while.
If not, it's The Dark. I'd be Beauty Light and No One Mourns the Wicked.
The cheating part? Oh, wait, just the Dark Eyed Beauty part.
Just that line.
Cool. Well, since somebody picked it, Defying Gravity.
No, you don't have to fine with that.
That's why
you
said
are a sentiment.
You definitely don't Defying
you know?
Gravity, bro.
I saved myself for last because I was wondering if any of you guys were going to pick it, but you guys did, so I took it.
No, that's so typical,
like,
that's why.
Low-key, you're like that other song that the girls sing, you know?
It's a favorite. Not
complicated, lonely.
I said identifies
which one?
With.
The loathing song.
What is this? Yes. Yeah, what is this feeling? This guy?
Yeah, what is this feeling?
You know what?
They
I do like,
as well.
I must say, I do like Defying Gravity simply because she was getting so many legendary items in that. Alrighty then.
Anyway.
That's a little thing, a little tidbit from us. And we are now going to be starting. Are you guys ready for camp?
Yep.
Let's get started, guys. To recap what had happened last year in our game, you guys had followed Alfie into the forest, who he went in looking for his brother. All of you were attacked by Dark Young that had all of its vines and like veiny looking tentacles surrounding you guys while you guys are fighting it. Alfie, Adam West, and Myra were hit hard, and Alfie and Adam West are knocked out. Myra, as she got hit in the air and now she's flying, says, "I see Ralphie."
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Them lips are about to slip up, boy.
As Myra is flying, you can feel the life draining from her. And suddenly, she's going to hit the ground. But what do you want to say? Do you say something happens or something?
Where am I landing? Where am I going to land?
Okay, so
I saw him. Everybody heard me.
You are going to be landing on the ground right next to a tree. You're going to be rolling a 1d3. No, it's a 1d4 damage.
Right there.
This one. Yes, oh. It's the pyramid. The little triangle.
Yeah,
pyramid.
It's a 1d4.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But how much
life do you have left?
Four.
So this could be a make or break. You may die, or you may stay alive.
I'm just kidding.
Roll a 1d4.
That doesn't count. I was playing around. Oh, thank God.
What do you?
You take a 1 damage. What do you? What do you say when you hit the ground after you say, "I see Ralphie"?
I'm just gonna go thump and just like be in a daze. I'm just gonna be in a daze.
So the reason you're also not rolling Constitution is because you took damage, but it's not equal to half of your HP. Mm-hmm. So you're okay, but you are hurt.
Yeah, I'm in a daze.
So you may
right
take disadvantage on certain actions that you may take. Like if you're gonna do something with strength, you're gonna take disadvantage because it's like she's hurt right now. She's bloodied.
Can I just have a bruise, no blood?
I can say you're bruised, but like that bruise hurts. Can you run if you have like a big bruise on your leg?
No,
not fast.
I'll be limping.
Yeah, you can't run fast.
Charlie Ford.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Oh, so milk, huh?
I'll be limping.
Connor, Evan, and Belle are still alive. They're still fighting. What would you guys like to do?
Ooh.
Your choices either are to run away or to fight and try and save Ralphie. Up to you guys.
What say you guys?
I'm going
to
fight.
If you guys choose to fight, I will tell you.
Save Ralphie? No, it would be saving Ralphie.
Or saving Alfie. No, Ralphie was missing.
Well, Alfie is knocked out. Ralphie, according to Myra, was seen. Like, Myra knows where he is, but you guys only hear that she said, "I see Ralphie," but Alfie is knocked out. Okay. So if you guys run off, you guys will only have a chance of saving Adam West and Alfie, but you guys will be leaving Ralphie. Unless you three stay to fight, you guys have a chance of saving everybody. And if you guys stay to fight, I will allow you guys to know basically how much HP this thing may have left.
Oof. What say y'all?
I think we should stay and fight. I'm not
well.
A coward.
All right, let's do it.
I still have my super.
I haven't used my gun. I still have my gun.
As well, new thing for this game.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys say you find something, you're just going to find it. As long as it stays true to the story. You're not going to look down and be like, "I found a shotgun." No.
Oh, cool. Okay. I got an idea.
But if you find, like, I don't know, something that you guys would find in camp or at a forest, that will be okay. Let you guys roll notice stuff. Okay. You guys won't have to roll that so much now. I will let you guys find certain things and you will not have to roll for it. Okay?
Like,
I'm going to be a little bit better on that. So, what would you guys like to do?
Alright, I'm coming too, guys.
And I remember I failed the attempt. I wanted to use the clackers to distract it, and then I wanted to use the gun.
Oh, you hurt yourself!
Yeah, and I messed up because of that.
Okay, so do you have the card that I gave you for the gun?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give that to you right now. Yes, here you go.
Excuse me.
Ooh, is that Paul Blarger? The mall cop?
That's the mall cop.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
He looks like him.
He does. That angle, man.
Also from the 1920s.
If he would have had it sideways, that would have been automatic.
But that's going to be the stats that you use for the Austin Magic gun that you have. But also remember, I gave you a card about this, but I don't think we have it anymore. To use this gun, you have to spit in it. And that's how you use it. And it takes you a turn to refill it. And you shoot it once, and then it takes you a whole turn to set it up again.
Okay, guys, if you guys could go ahead and help me distract this thing, I'll be able to get a clear shot. We have infinite ammo, by the way.
Because it's spit. So the way a magic gun, the awesome magic gun works is that as long as it has moisture inside, it can combust when two things slam together using the moisture inside, and it shoots like this little fireball kind of thing. It started many fires back in the 1950s, and that's why it was discontinued and also considered very dangerous for children, because this was a children's toy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you think that you can get a clear shot with that gun, make a good chance for you.
All right, Evan. I pulled back the lever. Let's do it.
Also, remember that Adam West was hit right in front of you, Connor. Adam West is down.
Oh, no, I know. I'm ready. I literally have one hand on his head, and then I just spit in my gun, and I'm ready.
You're kneeling down to, like, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
He already knows, like...
Yeah, right, secretly.
Okay. So the order that you guys were fighting in, it is Bell, Connor... Sheesh, I have to skip so many people. Evan, Amira, if she wants a move, and the Dark Young is last. Remember that the Dark Young gets 3 hits.
I'm going to walk to where the 2 are knocked out, if that's okay.
You're going to walk to Adam West and Alfie?
Yeah, where are they located exactly?
They're basically in the middle of both of you and everything. They were knocked back. So they're in the middle. Let's say the whole thing is a circle. Mm-hmm. They're in the middle. And you 3 are kind of like towards the edge. You're kind of towards closer, but towards also one of the edges.
Can I just approach and, like, I guess not lay next to them, but like be where they are?
Hey, no, how you doing?
Like live my way toward to them, so I'm there with the injured.
Okay. Then I will have you roll. You know what? No, I'm just gonna say you do that. Okay. Because you're not doing anything. Like, I'm pretty sure that this monster does not consider you a threat anymore. Mm-hmm. You are damaged.
I'm just there while I'm, you know, being with the injured, watching them still trying to continue. Hitting.
Unless you want to roll a quick notice stuff.
I will. All
right.
17.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What you notice is that while you're limping over... You notice that the monster is also eyeballing you as if it knows you. But it's still trying to kill your friends.
So one eye on its leg just looks
right. One of the red piercing eyes.
Does the monster speak?
Did it wink at me? Did it wink at me at one point? Or did
no,
you just
it's
stare
just
at me?
It's staring at you and you know it's staring at you. But it's not going to want to attack you.
Okay.
While you're moving.
It's like, I'm thinking, you know.
Monster!
I have to look somewhere.
So what do you guys... Okay, so it's Myra... according now, Myra will not... Myra will be doing that. Belle can go first. What would you like to do?
Let's see. Last time I found a branch.
Ooh, okay.
I remember that.
You're gonna make it hurt. You're gonna hurt it with itself.
That's what I'm like thinking right now.
Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. I'm thinking that I'm gonna roll play with matches. See if I can light it on fire.
What? Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Wait, how are you starting the fire?
2 rocks
and a stick.
And a dream.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
You know what? It's not the monster's turn. Roll playing with matches.
I'll have to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like on this one?
That's okay. Yeah. Roll playing with matches.
Okay. Sparks it off, too.
So. Okay, it didn't spark, so let's go to the next person.
Oh, wait, I thought one of you guys had a lighter on you.
Wait, yeah.
No,
you.
Didn't.
Me?
Yes.
You have the lighter.
No,
but
I
can't use your stuff.
I'll give you my gear.
I don't have it. I only have my rosary, my pudding cup, my Green Ranger, stuffed animal, toy gun, my pebble.
I have a flashlight.
Okay, so, Belle, so you failed your thing.
Yeah.
And that's fine. What are you going to do now? Oh, wait, is there anything else you want to do? Do you want to move? Do you want to do anything else? You can't do it again. That will be your next turn.
I guess I'll just be looking around for something to hit the monster with. Well,
okay.
You go.
All right.
If you're going to load your gun, that will be your turn.
No, it's loaded.
You pre-spit in the...
Yeah. You know?
Typical Connor.
You... But how far I am from it?
You're pretty much directly the furthest one around the circle. You're the furthest one away from it, straight ahead. So, if you're going to shoot it, you will have to roll dexterity on it because you're kind of far from it. If you move up, I'll let you shoot with a regular advantage on it. So, that would be Oh, what do you want to roll for that? Would you want to roll dexterity to see if you can shoot it in, like, the eye or something? Or do you want to just roll, like, fighting? If you roll a dexterity, I'll say that you get... I'll give you a bonus damage.
I will say with fighting. I have better chances with fighting. It's 85.
What's your dexterity?
55.
Okay. So roll to see if you... So if you're just going to roll fighting, then... you have advantage on that.
All right. And my whole point, when I shoot, I'm actually aiming for its mouth.
If you're going to aim, you have to roll dexterity.
I have to roll dexterity.
But the dexterity, you're going to get bonus damage to it.
Okay, so never mind. I'm just going to use fighting then. 74.
Mm. What's your...
Oh, 85.
Okay, so yeah. Roll 1d8, because I'm pretty sure that's what your damage is.
Five.
Okay, 5 damage to this thing. Oh, I said I would allow you guys to know its HP.
Yep.
Its HP is 16 HP right now.
Wait, is that before or after his attack?
Now it's 11.
Nice.
That's your move. The beast is going to go. And I want you to roll. Play with matches for me. If you all pass right. This, it will start igniting a fire.
And if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, it
he
just hits us. Him.
He goes
off. No, it doesn't.
He catches okay, not. So it doesn't spark a thing. But you've just done 5 damage. It's now looking at you. It will do like 2 to 3 attacks on you when it's its turn. So hopefully your dodge is good.
That's all right. I put my arms out.
<Ta-da>! Evan.
Hi.
What are you gonna do?
So here's the thing, right? I still have my Super Bowl with me.
Your Super Bowl? Oh yeah, it somehow came back. Yeah, go ahead.
I found it. but I really wind this one up, you know. I wanna give this guy a big eye. I wanna aim toward that big red eye I see.
You aim for its mouth, correct?
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Because okay, that's right. You roll regular fighting, yeah. So I just hit it on like the side of the of its stuff, and you're gonna aim for its eye.
Well,
okay,
you said it has a mouth.
It has a mouth.
I don't want to hit its mouth.
I guess I said that
you see why. You see why, right?
Bigger target. Okay.
No, he wants to get that kill.
I want to aim for the mouth.
Okay, roll dexterity. Wait, what does the back of your Super Bowl card say?
Grab the ball. 1d4 damage, and depending on where it hits, may cause blindness or bruising.
Okay, so this will not cause blindness or bruising on it, because you're not aiming for its eye, unless it somehow goes through its mouth into its eye.
Would I have a higher chance of hitting the mouth or the eye, or is it the same percentage?
The mouth is bigger. But I'm saying, since you're aiming at a certain place, you have to roll dexterity. Because that's for aiming.
Oh, I might as well go for blinding the poor thing.
Poor thing. You got 2 friends knocked out.
He
me,
living. I could be
its
friend. I could change him.
You tried doing that in season 1.
Okay, tree hugger.
That's different. You I've got that.
Can I pet the monster? No.
He gives it a hug and he becomes
I'm
nice. The tree hugger. You see?
Right, yeah.
Man. That's his song.
Oh, boy. Okay,
Go ahead. Roll your dexterity. See if you hit it.
Okay. So aim for the eye then, because I want to blind this thing with intent to kill.
No one warns the wicked.
If you pass it, it will take a 1d4 damage.
Okay, so I'll
last throughout the rest of the season. Right?
Yep, and if you roll a 4, it will get blindness.
Out of the deer.
So go ahead.
This year and this year, yes.
New year, new fixation.
Please tell me that.
7, I want to say.
It's like in between.
Stephanie's giving
me. Cheryl again.
Wait, what is
no,
it?
It's giving 27.
It's giving
27 and 39.
Right here. Boop, boop.
Oh, no, she's right.
And your dexterity is 40?
Are you sure?
You're not going to even tell me if you pass?
It's 40.
Okay. So you just wind up, and you're like spinning around, and you throw it directly into the eye. You hear, and you hear just a roaring from this beast. Like it, you just heard it, because it hit the eye.
I think
everything.
It was the mouth. He was going for the eye.
He wants the mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, before you do that, just notice that because you hit it in the eye, you see the vines and the tentacles that are around you that belong to this thing are starting to tighten up. They're starting to get closer to each other. It wants to surround you guys and choke you guys. So because you did that,
you're all in there.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Roll your 1d4. See if
it's talking us in its own way.
It's giving
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Four.
Oh.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
So now it's 7 HP.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something. And their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
It's a field.
The monster is now screaming in pain. It cannot see you guys. Its tentacles start moving all around you. It's now its turn. So since it cannot see any of you, it's going to swing. Oh wait, do you want to do anything or do you want to just get to them? Because you were walking.
Can I try
over
to revive one of the guys?
That.
Like, can I shake them awake?
Okay, roll for, you would have to roll first aid. Because that's a skill.
Okay. Ooh.
I was about to say,
Connor
noticed he had his rosaries. Can I throw them at to give to her?
What you trying to do? Make them stay blessed?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh. 27.
I have a 45.
Hey.
Okay, who are you waking up?
Can I wake them both, or do I need to roll again?
You would need to roll again for the other one.
So who are you waking up?
No, but you can only roll once per turn for
one. Okay. So who are you waking up? Adam and who?
Alpha. Adam and Alfie.
Ooh, let me do Alfie.
Alfie?
Yes.
Okay, how are you going to wake him up?
Just a shake.
They're all some smelling salts.
Okay, what are you saying to him to wake him up?
Alfie, wake up. I found your brother.
She wants to give
him. And he's going to open up his eyes like he's like... He said he saw my brother?
Wait, calm down. Yes. Wake up.
Okay, he's going to get up. And he's going to scream. Because he's going to yell out, Ralphie!
Super Saiyan.
Yeah. And now, I'm going to give him a surprise attack on this thing.
Okay.
He's going to... I had the card right... Yeah, it's right here. I knew I had him out for a reason.
I knew I had him.
Here he is. He is going to roll Brawling. He becomes Broly.
The legendary Super Saiyan.
No way.
Oh.
What happens?
Hold on.
Did I choose the right person to wake up?
It's a little bit of flight.
Okay. I'm looking at this right. Yep. He misses in a blind rage at this tree.
Dang.
And he tries to slam it, but it's able to dodge him at least one last time. Oh, wait, no, it's blind. He gets advantage.
Please?
Nope, he fucking misses. He rolled an 84.
What did you get, Alfie? Adam West has so much better stats.
I'm so sorry.
Can I roll again? Let me wake up.
No. Rewind.
I found his brother.
Great, you found your brother, but he's useless in fights.
Alfie is trying to hit this thing, but somehow he's missing. I guess I would say Alfie's still disoriented from being hit so hard because he was unconscious a second ago. To be honest, if somebody goes unconscious, that means you suffer brain damage.
Oh my God.
But we're not going by those rules.
Oh.
Wow.
But he is disoriented, so let's say that's the reason why he missed on an advantage roll. The Dark Young now is going to attack. But because it is blind, I'm going to take away one of its attacks.
Okay.
It has two attacks. It's going to sweep once again with its tentacles because it cannot see. It's going to... Let me see... Its attack is, like, super high. Okay,
Wait, do we not? Do we get the dodge?
You will just get the dodge, but I'm going to roll to see if it even is able to do that.
Uh-oh.
It made it just by, like, a hair. So it's going to sweep across all of you guys. You guys cannot roll dodge.
Can we roll with advantage, though?
No, why?
Because he's blind.
That's real.
It's sweeping across.
Here.
It's not trying to hit you with anything, but it's blindly swinging.
It might not have good eye coordination.
Can you pull it out?
Can you take
it? Yeah, my bad.
Oh.
I got 95.
I can't.
Seven. What number is that? Yeah, right there.
37. Oh, I passed that.
I failed mine.
I just recovered people, sort of.
69.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You guys all failed?
The three of us.
Oh, wait.
You didn't, right?
Wait, hold on. What is
dodge?
That
dodge.
Oh, wait, never mind.
I failed.
You got hit?
Yeah.
Oh, we all got hit.
Again. So does that.
I thought it said 38.
Everybody. Okay. I'm going to let you guys roll with advantage. Everybody roll again.
We lose again.
Wait.
What are we rolling?
Bro.
What are we rolling?
Yeah,
to dodge again.
Oh, can't.
Where did dodge? What?
3.
Ooh, I'm good.
97.
That's what I rolled.
I'm gonna use my luck.
Right. Well, I had 3 this one.
Okay.
All right. So wait. What do you get?
I got the same as you. I want to use my luck though.
How much luck are you? So much. How much did you dodge?
My dodge is 35, but I just rolled 97.
You're
my luck.
So much luck.
Never mind.
Yes.
I mean, I have 75 luck though.
That's a ridiculous. No, but
okay. So because those who failed will roll 1d6 damage.
He.
I passed.
He passed. Yeah.
I passed.
You passed.
Yeah.
You two, her.
I used my luck because I only had 30. I used 6.
Okay,
so fine.
So you and Connor and Bell roll 1d6.
I?
That's the square one.
I do?
Here.
Connor and Bell?
Me no.
And
Evan. Evan and Bell.
Thank you. Here you go.
This is like Ralphie and Alfie all over again.
Yeah, right.
I rolled a 3.
3.
Okay, how much HP do you guys have left?
HP, take your HP.
Now it is 7.
Okay, so you're good. What about you?
You have 7 health?
She HP? Barely took hits, man. Okay.
Which is not
great. The monster gets one more attack.
Ugh.
So, it's going to try and grab one of you.
Wait, what was its first attack?
Its first attack was the sweep that was trying to hit everybody.
Then what was the second attack?
I said that it misses one attack because it's blind.
Yeah, okay, so I guess one must.
So it's going to grab one of you guys. I'm going to roll a 1d4 to see who it tries to grab. I'm rolling a 1d4 to see which one of you gets hit. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're 4.
Okay.
2. Evan.
I get hit?
No, it's trying to grab you. Roll dodge.
16.
Okay, so what do you do to dodge out of the way of this tentacle coming at you to try and grab you?
I dive forward.
You just...
Okay, act it out.
What?
Give me some narrative.
Okay,
you want to roll on the table?
You dive...
You should have said swan dive.
You dive like it's a home
You're
run.
Like, yeah, I didn't make you roll gym class.
And then I do a roll as I hit the floor. So, save my phone.
Wait, isn't that? No, never mind. I was gonna say that's a Metal Gear Solid move or something, but never mind.
No,
he does a dive, doesn't he?
He does rolls, yeah. Snake.
We should reference that, but whatever.
Yeah, he does.
Does Solid or does Big Boss? Or do
Solid.
They both? They don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do a roll.
Okay, fair enough. It's been a while.
You were able to dodge it, so now we're back up to Bell. Bell, what do you want to do?
I think I'm just going to straight up roll fighting.
If you want
okay.
to boring, sure.
I pass.
Let's go.
Okay, so you're coming at it. What are you going to do when you're coming at it you're coming at it with a stick?
Sure.
Okay, how are you going to, what are you going to do?
I'm just going to smack it, because I don't need to poke it in the eye anymore.
Okay, roll 1d4 damage.
I hope you fail this.
Why?
We're on the same team.
It's not even her damage, it's the Young's damage.
We're on the same team.
First of all, you're supposed to be
about to make you roll strength.
You're supposed to be like,
I mean, that one's good too.
Roll 1d4 damage.
Yeah, this one, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's typical.
Four.
Oh my gosh. I want you to roll strength. If you pass your strength, you break it. If you don't pass your strength, it won't break.
I passed.
This thing shatters across the freaking tree that you smack it on. And then you hear, you feel, or you see, like, this beast is wincing because it knows it was, that was a piece of it that just broke over its face.
Eesh. Can we say that the cocoon he has is in is starting to recede?
No. So now, Connor turn.
Whatever.
Right. Connor, what do you want to do?
Still closing us in. That's so stupid.
How much life has left?
Three.
Three?
Three HP.
Finish.
Finish.
I'm going to do the final blow. I'm going to go ahead, cock back my gun, spin in it.
Oh, but hey, if you remember, I said, if you want to load it, you wait one turn. If everybody wants a stall, so you can have a cool one-liner.
I wanted to.
Can I stall? No,
nah, I gotta. I use my clackers.
What if it doesn't?
Can I bring back the glow sticks?
Load it, or do you want to use your clackers?
No, because if I load it, that's one turn, right? I can't.
Yeah, you can tell everybody, guys, hold up, or something like that.
Yeah,
that to stall him.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Alright, so actually I want to use a clackers as a distraction then. So I'm gonna smack it up in the air.
You can't right? You can only taunt him
what in the
or
world?
You can load the gun. Because the loading the gun is one turn.
Damn, I wanna kill it though.
You can tell everybody like
because after this it's gonna attack, right?
It will have an attack turn.
And he's still blind.
It's still blind, so it has two attacks.
Nah bro, we can't risk that.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, let me try to go ahead and hit it with my clackers.
Okay.
Clickety clack.
What's the back of it?
Dexterity roll.
Okay, do it.
56.
You still
what's your dexterity?
Have?
Is 55.
Can I use my luck?
He missed it by one.
I'm gonna use
wait,
you should use luck.
I'm gonna use my luck. I'm gonna use my luck.
What do you say now that you passed it? What do you say and what do you do? With these clackers.
I just take the clackers and I look at it right in the eye. I don't say nothing. I just scream and then I smack it. Ah! And I hit it.
Okay, roll me a 1d4.
Let's finish him.
Leave a comment down below. Connor's in chat.
Oh, come on.
I got a 1.
That's what we get for not loading the gun. Now we can't use that.
Yeah, but then we're going to get hit twice anyways.
The monster squirms once again. And, sorry, guys. It has power. And I'm going to... Oh, man, this is very bad. It's going to roll stealth.
No. Wait, but hold on.
We are so close.
It's a legendary action.
Can I wake up, Adam, please?
I think it's going to retreat.
It might try running away. Its stealth is not that great, but it gets an extra bonus because it's in the woods. So, its stealth, I'm going to roll to see if it passes its stealth now.
Oh, no.
It gets a +30 to it in the woods. Oh, no, it's a 30%, but it gets a bonus die in the woods. Got a 5. You see the beast start receding into the darkness of the woods. And it starts to start crawling away. The vines start scurrying off as if it's trying to run away. I mean, it's about to disappear. Its stealth is really good. Unless you want to use your notice stuff to try and catch this thing before it runs off, it's going to be a disadvantage. But if you want to roll nose stuff to finish this thing off, now's your chance.
Guys, this thing is running away. You see that? We scared it off, but we can't let that thing terrorize any more people. We gotta
did
stop
we,
it.
Did we scare it off?
You guys cannot talk about this. It is running away right now.
Okay, then we don't have time.
I'm going after right
now. Never mind.
23.
42. I'm still damaged. Guys, leave.
It's a disadvantage. So you two, it's disadvantage, so you have to roll.
I don't know
roll.
If I can.
Don't you have a flashlight?
I have a flashlight.
Can we use that?
Sure.
Can I just hand it to them?
No.
Can she just turn
I
it
have
on?
To use it?
Yeah, but how strong is it? How strong is it?
It's a flashlight, and it's still day out, so it's receding into what little darkness
it's
is
out?
In the...
Yeah, but it's dark under, like, it's dark where we are because you said sun barely
gets in. Yeah, sun barely gets in, but there's still sun shining through. It's about like 5 right now.
So it's going to be like savings.
It was around like 3 something when they entered.
Well, then I'm gonna run up to that before he recedes into the darkness, stand there and flash the flashlight.
You will have to roll for this.
All right, what is it? Let me know.
Actually, I'm going to roll stealth again to see if I can escape your flashlight. Because I'm going to see you just do it.
Okay.
If I fail, you're going to be able to catch this thing as it sneaks away.
But what am I going to do with this flashlight? I'm just flashing his...
No, flashing? And you're going to give advantage to all of them. Because yes, they passed, but they didn't hear me. I said disadvantage. So they would have to roll again.
Oof.
But if you shine the light, I'm going to let them keep their rolls.
Okay.
So, let's see if I fail.
I definitely like to keep my...
Oh, no way. It failed. You shine this thing. What do you do? What do you like, say to it?
To hell with you.
Okay, you guys see it. Everything. What are you guys going to do? You guys have one chance.
Am I able to help Connor load his gun faster so we could use it this turn?
You missed it, bro.
Then you're both.
You failed.
Oh, true. All right, good luck.
Yeah.
Only Belle and Connor see it right now.
Wait, you can help him load his gun.
It's still blind,
it
right?
It will still take a turn, bro. Oh, you know what? To be nice, because I'm the nicest DM. Sometimes. I will let you spit in your gun.
Ew.
Right now, and run up to it and give it one last shot. But you got to take her turn, too.
Well, how about he takes her turn?
Her turn was the flashlight.
Oh, true. Okay, never mind. Fine.
So, you will take her turn, because only if you guys were doing simultaneous attacks, you guys could do it. But if you wanted to load the gun and run up to it and give it one last shot, straight up close, I'll give you advantage, but you're also taking her turn.
But wouldn't he need time, though, to load it? So I could just...
He's going to run at it and spit in it.
But that's why he wants me to take your
turn. But that's why it's going to take
you.
You
know what
turn.
It is? Buddy's been sweating from the anxiety and the stress.
I don't think I don't want to do
and
that,
And it's
though.
Falling into the gun.
Wait,
right.
Why about Aiden?
Who?
What? Aiden? Aiden, yeah.
He's not here
the
right
bully?
Now.
The bully?
He's not with us.
He's not with us.
Sorry, not Aiden. I'm so
Alfie?
Sorry. Alfie, yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Alfie's still up.
Roll for him. See if he is able to do some...
Oh, yeah. Let me see if he noticed us. Let me see. What would that be?
Can I just flash at this guy for no reason? Light is still on. To hell with you.
I would say that. Yeah. No. It's basic, so... I would give him a 40. He fails. He doesn't see.
Great. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? I said I'll give you advantage.
Yeah, but I don't want to take that extra turn, though, knowing my luck.
How much health does this guy have left?
That's two! Like two thing left. I want to hit it with my clackers again.
With your clackers again?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means she does get a turn.
Yeah.
You're staying really safe, man.
I am. Alright, so dexterity roll. So, 91.
Yeah. I mean, from
you
your
do get a move
direction
now.
16.
Wait, what?
Belle gets a move.
Okay.
Because you're doing it normal.
My bad. What did you say?
No, it's a 91. You're right.
I thought that was, like, nice.
59.
But what you wanted to do, though?
Oh, I was just going to punch it between the eyes.
Okay, so you pass?
Well, I'm sorry, what was I rolling?
Brawl.
Brawl?
She just
fighting.
Rolled just to
fighting.
Roll. I'll say fighting.
Or fighting. It's fighting. I'm
oh,
sorry.
I pass.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was strength or fighting, but they're both 16.
You're good. So when you punch with your hand, it's usually a 1d2. Belle, I want you to roll strength. If you pass your strength test, you will get the 2. And you have to say something cool. When you hit it, when you punch it, everything. So, but you have to pass your strength test.
Okay, come on.
So,
roll.
I pass.
Better.
Okay, right. What do you say as you punch this thing right in middle of its eyes?
No, one punch woman?
Exactly like that. One punch woman, and then you hit it. And this thing, you see it start to crack. And then it starts to glow. And you see it just explode! You obviously fly back just a bit. Like, it just... Like, somebody pushes you.
Roll for damage.
And, no, she doesn't get hurt.
Fatality.
But this thing explodes, and you see that the trees start to open up. You can see the sun shining just a bit brighter in here. You see dead twigs falling from the tree and the branches. You see the ground, all the vines and everything that was surrounding you guys. It starts to die out. And just turn into dust. You guys all have just survived the Dark Young. Can't believe it was with that phrase, one punch woman, but...
She sounds so unsure too when she said it.
Myra, you notice young woman. That little stone that you found embedded in the forest is falling, and it falls right in front of you. It's not covered in vines anymore. It's not stuck to a tree. And it just fallen. And here it is.
It fell.
And you grab it, and it speaks to you, and it says, "Thank you. We have one more."
What?
One more? What?
Oh, wait. You guys got my pebble, too, by the way.
Myra, what is that dang thing?
I don't know, but it spoke to me.
Okay. By the way, Adam West is still knocked out.
Adam!
Can I go revive him now?
Yeah, roll first aid.
Oh my gosh.
He can stay where he is. I'll roll first aid.
Are you here, Evan?
Okay, I passed for first aid, I think. Yeah.
Give him some of your
gum. Okay, how do you fix him up or wake him up?
I'm gonna slap him.
Well, guys, we just took down that weird thing, that creature.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And I don't have anything to show for it. How come you guys got jewels?
Alfie runs over to Ralphie. And starts shaking him. Brother! Hey, are you okay? And you see Ralphie actually open his eyes. And he looks and he's confused. Where are we? What are we doing here? And Alfie says to him, "You were taken by it. What did you do? Why did it take you? Did you disobey its rules?" And obviously you guys overhear this. And Alfie also says, "These guys came with me somehow. They found me. And they helped us out. It's dead."
I'm sorry. Was Alfie being ungrateful right there? I saw it was very snarky, the fact that we helped him.
Ralphie, the one on the floor, looks over and sees that Bella's there. And he's kind of like... "Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You didn't tell me Belle was here."
Ooh, not like eat it all over.
And then Ralphie is just like, "This is no time for that."
Was like any input?
Because one likes Myra, one likes me, so.
And then also Ralphie looks over, is like, "Oh, Myra's here too. You better clean yourself." And then Alfie says to Ralphie, "Shut up." And then he picks them up and they start walking back towards camp.
How old are they?
Oh, yeah. They're twins. But they're around our age. I'm 15.
Yes.
So. Okay. Becky, you're less.
Alfie and Ralphie look at you both. Look at all of you. And they say, "We thank you guys for your help. If you guys want for your help, and this is Alfie talking, meet me at camp and I'll give you guys some stuff that may help you."
I want to go up to him and open my arms up and then like
Alfie?
Yeah, and then direct him to give him a hug randomly. So I just want to give him a hug.
Okay.
They roll dodge.
Roll dexterity.
You just want to cuddle somebody so
bad. I just want to hug him. He's okay.
Roll to hug from some girls, not a jumping pound.
Roll be a pound.
Oh, you know what? Roll be
I
a
like
pound.
That.
Roll be a pound.
What is my be a pound?
He's probably straight. Not very
what
hard.
Did you ask him to roll first?
It's dexterity. Oh, no, it is. 50.
50.
Why did you put so much?
So
I'm going to be a pound, yo.
Apparently for no reason.
And I still failed.
Oh, you
that's
tried.
So weird. I thought you would be a pal to Adam West, who was knocked out.
I got denied from what? Evan. What? I'm getting denied.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. You.
Here's the thing. He should walk up as if to give a hug and then trip on a, like a branch or something and then just fall on the floor.
Okay, like that.
Act out tripping on a branch, be like, come here, bro.
Come here, man.
You think you would bounce on the floor?
Huh?
You think you would bounce on the floor?
And Adam was...
Oh, my...
Dang.
You know, Larry and Adam, it was crazy.
She hit me, she hit me back with a big back joke. She got
Adam
me back.
We're not bringing
goes up to Connor, and is just like, not everybody wants hugs, buddy, but I'll take one.
Okay, I give Adam a hug.
And I'm you just... guys both regain one HP.
Hey,
aww.
Let's go.
You needed that.
Yeah, you want to deny a hug, right?
Are you
on your nah. I'm just joking.
All right.
But,
man, I can't believe I'm talking.
I just want to say, Ralphie, Alfie. Well, no, wait, Ralphie. I'm glad you're okay.
And Ralphie just like.
But I can care less. What?
Ralphie says to you, "Thanks so much."
He likes
I know, him. And he looks, yeah. And he looks. He's like, my brother may not show it, but he's eternally grateful to all of you.
I mean,
and he thinks you're pretty neat.
I mean, he's showing that gratefulness.
And he thinks
to
you're
you.
Pretty neat. No,
no, no, no.
But Alfie carries Ralphie like with his arm over his shoulder, lifting him up, and they start walking back to camp. But do remember that if you guys go and talk to him, he will give you guys something. Also, because you guys defeated this thing, you guys all level up, which means. You guys get to roll a 1d10. Do it on your own time. You guys each roll a 1d10 and add it to one of your stats. You guys have just defeated the Dark Young.
Okay.
But something now appears to all of you.
Roll notice.
A spider hiding in a tree.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Sure.
Comes down just a bit. It's out of you guys' reach. But it comes down and says, so, you all defeated my Dark Young.
Oh,
well, I guess you guys are more trouble than you're worth. Especially you, Myra. I don't know why it is that you fight me. Or why it is you think you exist at all. By the way, you guys notice that this spider... has human eyes.
Ew.
Oh, no.
We have like 8 human eyes.
Oh, the spider
like
woman.
A pair of human eyes, but it also has the spider eyes in the back of it.
Spider girl.
Yeah. So,
it's a
human eyes in the middle. Other eyes are surrounding it to make the 8.
I don't think I want to visualize what this looks like.
Connor loads up his gun. You just
and
hear.
He looks at you and says.
Yo, I need a chancleta right now.
For real. Where's the raid?
He says to you.
Yo.
Connor. Unless maybe you don't want Adam West to live. And then it disappears in front of you guys. And you guys hear the whisper in the wind. Watch out for the lake. Because it's coming for you.
So I knew it.
Did you guys see that fire too?
That was episode 11, One Punch Woman. We all hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond Adventure Camp. The new year has come, and our New Year's resolution is to make more stories and bring more laughs to you all. We hope that you guys can help us by supporting us on our Patreon, where we will be uploading unedited episodes as soon as we record them, so you won't have to wait as long. Also, If you have any names or suggestions, remember to send us messages on our social media. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear and editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Bell Gomez, and Daniel Ortegi as the keeper, and Joseph Ferris as our publisher. Intro and outro song is Campfires by Daniel Matos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his music. Also, guys, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Remember to follow them as well on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. And we have social media too, which you guys will find in the description down below. Or want to throw in some ideas that you guys have, remember to leave us some feedback, to send us some messages. We'd love to hear from you guys. And remember, yes, guys, we do have a Patreon. Come and support us because anything helps. We hope to catch you guys again in 2 weeks. And hope you guys stay safe out there during this cold winter season. See you next time.